What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore, and we are geared up for Christmas here today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So much my wife, Kathy, and we also have Mandy Soseby, our assistant office manager for our Hazel office, and also helps us out with, operations all over as a whole, don't you? So say hello.
Yes, good morning.
So we've got the best guest ever this morning. We have Maxwell Moore.
Hello.
And we also have Eden Soseby. And so we are having our annual.
Hello.
How you doing? So we're having our annual Christmas, contest where each offices will do their very best at decorating the office. And we have this Eden and Maxwell are our judges this year.
Yes.
Yep.
So what happens is each office, if you come into them and you see all these different things decorated and they go a little crazy, it's because they're trying to win a contest at our Christmas party, which we have next week for our employees.
So it is a little overboard, maybe.
It is, but it's fun.
And they're just a little.
And they're very competitive. Our Blairsville location typically has won majority of the time. Hazel has won. Murphy's coming real close. Hiawassee's won one time too. So it's just, and then we got Blue Ridge. So it's been interesting to see how they decorate. They're very creative. Some of them are very, very competitive. So it's going to be fun, and we're really excited that Max and Eden are able to help judge this year for us.
Well, if it makes a child happy, then it's worth it.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
So Eden, what do you want for Christmas, honey? Can you say what you
a
want for Christmas?
A
goldfish, okay.
A goldfish.
A goldfish, okay. Max, what do you want for Christmas?
You already know what I want to say, Dad. I want a model airplane.
A model airplane. Ooh, which
like
is
$300.
We'll see about that.
Wow.
I think
you've been real good this
you
year.
You do that, 500.
So he likes the what we call the RC planes, and RC stands for remote control. And our inaugural flight we had this year, we bought one earlier in the year.
And it wasn't
$300. Flew off into the wild.
It was not even it was $60,
yeah.
Thankfully.
So, yeah, it flew off into the wild blue yonder, never to be seen again. We couldn't find it.
That one didn't go very well that day.
So yes. did you ask Santa for air tags for this one as well?
Yeah. I also, what I'm going to say is that that was my first flight right there, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to say something else, Eden?
You want to say anything else? What do you want to say?
Say something, Eden. You got something else to say?
Can you say Merry Christmas, everyone?
Say Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. Well, that was so nice to have Maxwell Moore and Eden here. Max is 10, and Eden is 5. Okay, good. So, all right. So that's our fun part of the year is having the kids around. And
yes.
I will say before we jump, like, it has been so funny over the years to watch Madison because she's always participated with Max. And this year, she's been at the Hazel office. And it's been so fun watching her. Like, she is super competitive. So
she's aged out of the Christmas judging contest because she actually does work for us now. And she'll be 18 coming up in
a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
On the 11th.
So
yep.
She is gone from
the child judge
to now the employee. So
she's serious. She's very serious.
She is serious. Yeah. So, alrighty. So that was fun. So today we're trying to talk about a topic, and we thought about water damage again. You know, we've had in the past we've had. I was thinking about the Christmas freeze that we had.
That was like 2 years.
Two years ago.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
And you know, will this happen again? I don't know.
I hope not.
I mean, I do know it's going to happen again.
But hopefully not this year.
Anytime that we have a cold snap, you can go ahead and just get ready because. Within 2 or 3 days later, we're going to have calls coming in that my water pipes are ruptured and they've frozen. And that pretty much, to me, is a preventable situation. People don't take precautions to protect themselves from this happening.
Yeah, they need to winterize their home, especially if they're leaving to go away for Christmas, or they're going to go back to Florida, or, you know, some people like to stay here in the summer and go there, but they need to winterize their homes because we could have an issue and they're not even aware of it. I know when we had the big Christmas freeze 2 years ago, we had a customer who was really smart, because a lot of people always put cameras on the outside of their house so they could see things. But this guy actually had to put it in his inside of his actual basement. So he was somewhere else. I think he lived in Florida. And he called to report a claim, and he could actually see it coming down in his house from afar, which was great, because that he could see it and he could tell us and we could do something about it, versus coming back in a couple months and not knowing it was flooded, and the extent of that claim would be much bigger because it had been sitting for some time. So that was good that he had it inside, but we never really thought about having him inside. It's usually just outside that most people have their security and their cameras outside of the house. It might be beneficial to have it in the basement so that way you can see what's going on when you're away.
I remember seeing a video of it, and it was going through the ceiling onto his pool table.
Mm-hmm.
And so he saw it from Florida and was able to go
get,
I guess, water shut off or whatnot. Right. I know Mandy, well, I saw about this Christmas freeze. I didn't total it up, but I bet you we had $1 million in claims.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
There was a lot, and it was a lot of commercial buildings, actually. We had more commercial claims than residential because it happened on Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of commercial buildings take a hit. I will say I do love the idea of the water shutoff systems that you can get installed by local plumbers now. Saves you premium, and it automatically cuts everything off should you have a spontaneous bust. So I think it would be worth the investment. I think y'all got one put in your house, didn't you?
Well, we're waiting to get one still.
Okay.
I've got to do that. I know it's like an 8% discount with the pick cutter we have, which is Cincinnati. I'd like to get it installed. And I know we had one of my customers had a water leak, and Cincinnati required them to get one in order to stay on the policy.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
he got one, and then his wife got in there and had no water in the shower.
Yeah.
So she was not happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they fixed it. It's all good. But, I mean, that's a thing to take in consideration if you're not going to be there. That's an option as well. I think they have it now on an app, too, that you can, like, turn it off and all that stuff now, which is really convenient.
They probably
really
have
convenient.
Smart hot water heaters as well.
They probably do. Well, we had one of our employees on one of our offices this week came home from being away, and she came into her water heater had busted all over the place, and her bedroom and bathroom and all over her place, and she's been dealing with that this beginning of this week.
So talking
so
about
it does happen even when it's not that cold. So
even worth it for the peace of mind. Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
So let's talk about your insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And so an interior plumbing leak is typically going to be a covered loss. So if you have something happens, like it freezes and ruptures, or somebody puts a nail through the wall or it's a leak that, something comes loose, the pop just pops loose. Or I don't have the stats here, but I know that one company, I believe it was a State Farm, had a study about how many millions of dollars the cost of the company having just your washer and dryer hoses rupturing a year. It's so many millions of dollars a year they pay out just that one claim. So that's going to be typically a covered loss. And when I say typically, the only thing I can think of that wouldn't be covered is if you had a situation where you failed to maintain heat in your house, then there is an exclusion in there.
Or it's
for
been an ongoing thing that's been sitting, it's been there like it's a sudden.
It has to be sudden and accidental.
Mm-hmm, not.
It can't be a drip, drip, drip behind a wall for many years.
Yeah.
That claim is typically not going to be covered, or really, I think I did turn in one time.
And it was
a claim that they,
shocked.
I was shocked they covered it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's got to be like an accident or something that happens,
sudden
and accidental. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've had some really large claims on that. Many of you think of some we've had? I mean, I know you've had some.
Well, I was going to throw in, it's been 8 or 9 years ago. I can remember being told about a claim that happened where it was a freeze, and the agent was telling me that the insured, the water pipes froze, so they took a hairdryer and plugged it in and started drying the pipes, like using the hairdryer on it, and then it caused a fire.
Oh, boy.
Like, so, believe it or not, it was still covered.
Yeah, well, that is. We do cover people that do, I guess you could say, not smart things, yeah. Correct?
Negligent.
So that does happen. We cover that as well. Okay, so we'll be back after the break. We are Mark and Kathy Moore with Mandy today, and we'll be back after the break, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and our assistant manager, Mandy Soseby. And we want to let you know where our locations are. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. One is located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, and next to the across the way from the post office. We're located in the actual South State Bank building in a separate wing. We're not part of the bank, but you can come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location is located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's in the Town Trace building there, the red brick building next to the hospital there in Hiawassee on Main Street. Come by and see us there. And our last location for more insurance is located in Hayesville at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there in our main hub for all your insurance needs there as well. Then our other location is called Mountain Insurance, LLC. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. We're right past So Good's Restaurant and Arby's. On the left there, come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. We are also next to United Community Bank there in Blue Ridge, and between that and Burger King. So please come by and check us out. And you can also check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So we're gearing up for Christmas here, and we are having our annual office competition
for decorating. Contest.
So we've gone, yeah, we've gone overboard for sure with that. So we
so
are.
So will we update on next week on at least who won the competition?
Yes.
We have an update. Yes.
I thought about at one point putting it out there for our on Facebook or something like that and let people vote too, but
cool.
I just didn't know how we could actually do it in a time, you know, real time type of thing.
It'd be
a lot
to
put out there.
We had someone come in yesterday and they're like, wow, y'all are going all out, and I explained it to them, and they're like, oh, do we get to vote? And I was like, well, actually, we have kids that come in as judges. They're like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So the Hazel office is a Grinch theme.
Yes.
So,
yeah, they have gone all out with Grinch stuff everywhere. It is everything, the bathrooms, the hallways, every office. I think the conference room, I think it's the only one that we don't have one. Or your
well, because Mark has taken over the
conference.
That's
Mark,
the Grinch-free area.
That's Grinch-free
area. So
that's what Amy's thing says on her thing. It says Grinch-free zone in her office.
So if the Grinch does come and steal all your presents, how's that covered?
Well.
And what if it's jewelry?
I think there's a limitation.
Well, have to be scheduled. If it's over $1,000, it should be probably scheduled. Yeah.
So what that means is typically your insurance policy is going to pay up to, some companies will do $1,000 for theft of jewelry. Mm-hmm. Some companies give $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a loved one, maybe Kathy will get some jewelry for Christmas.
Oh.
And if she does, she's going to be, if it's more than $1,000, or maybe our policy is $2,500, I think we're Cincinnati, but if you have something in excess over that, and it's for the peril of what's called theft, which means the cause of loss is theft, you need to have an appraisal, and then we can
or a receipt if you've just bought it, of course.
Yeah, if you got the receipt, you can use that. Mm-hmm. And you have to itemize that onto your policy, and that way you'll be covered for the full value of the, or at least what you're agreeing with the insurance company that's mm-hmm. worth if somebody was to steal your jewelry.
I also like to take pictures. I like think that's
a good
idea too. Yeah,
pictures are great. I mean,
because they can see it. And
I think that I would point in that it's great to endorse those on an inland marine policy anyway, because that includes mysterious disappearance.
That's right.
Another story is we had someone actually that had lost her engagement ring. It was a $12,000 engagement ring, and she came in, paid it out in full. A year later, she goes to put her jacket on. She finds the ring, and she ended up being honest, she called the insurance company. They ended up selling with her. She was able to keep both rings. You know, she just had to pay whatever price for that one. But it was an interesting process.
Well, the how that conversation went with her fiance.
I've
lost your ring.
The other thing is, if you have it scheduled on your policy, you get worldwide coverage, which is important too. So.
Yeah, and Maddie's correct. You know, the jewelry, if it just mysteriously vanishes, that's not going to be covered under your homeowner's policy unless you've got it actually itemized on there.
Right. I always say I always think this is what I tell people. If it's over $1,000, you probably should schedule it on your policy.
I think so.
Just because of, you know, if you're off that, that would be a problem. But if you were to lose it, or the diamond comes out of your ring, or that's happened too, with even with your mother at one point.
I was going to bring that up. So I was a kid. My mother looked down and her diamond was gone. She has a ring, but the diamond's popped out. And they were at an Outback Steakhouse, and they were going through the salad dish underneath the tables. Nobody could find it. It was gone. And we were going to church the next day, and I looked down in the floorboard of the car, and there it was. I mean, the chances of us recovering that was like really
huge,
low.
Right.
So you do want to have your ring also, I guess, looked at, you know, make sure the diamond's secure.
What about guns? I mean, I bet some guys are going to be getting guns for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Or even girls get guns for Christmas.
Girls, too. Yep. Those are limited as well. So you should probably talk to your agent about that, because you can call and give us the make, model, and serial number, and we can itemize those on a policy also.
And we recommend Randy Hale at Shooters Exchange over in Hayesville. He does appraisals for firearms, and that's what we would need, something from a certified, I guess it's certified appraiser, that gives us a value that we can substantiate that to the insurance carrier.
You just bought it and have a receipt. That's a big thing, because people don't realize, just get a copy of your receipt, picture of it. I like to do that.
I think the typical thing is like 5 years too. Mm-hmm. They'll usually hold to a 5 year receipt.
After that, then you have to get an appraisal.
Do you know a story, Mandy, where like the values really changed on some jewelry one time?
Oh gosh, so long years ago, but it's probably been about 10 years ago, we had an individual that had moved from New York, and she had inherited her grandmother's necklace. And we insured it for $19,000, because that was the value based on an appraisal. And I think the appraisal was done in like 97. So it would have been, 10 years ago, it would have been 14. Mm-hmm. The appraisal came back. We insured it for the 19 based on the appraisal that she had. But within that year, the protocol was she had to get a new appraisal. And so she goes and gets a new appraisal. And can y'all guess how much it was?
Double or triple, maybe? I don't know.
30.
It was $78,000 is what it came back at.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it is very important to get those looked at, because, you know, you don't know how much your property is going to increase.
I wonder why that was. We don't know.
I don't know, antique.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah, maybe the original appraisal
was rare,
not
like the diamond.
When there's an antique, that's always hard to have a value. So it's really important to get an appraisal on that, because, you know, we go based off of what you guys say or what the customer wants, and then we talk to the company. But when it comes to antiques, sometimes you know to replace it would be really difficult to do, even if it's like furniture or paintings or whatever you could possibly even inherit, or if you're into antiques, that's kind of hard to value it, because to replace it, you might not be able to find something that same, like, you know.
Do we have any antique appraisals or appraisers?
I thought there
local?
Was one.
What the one? Hawassi?
There's
is
one
that,
in
is
Hawassi.
That, at the antique mall?
I mean, I wonder if they do that.
I would assume they
might know who does
the right
it.
Way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's another thing to keep in mind, because, you know, if you have a flood or a water damage, trying to replace those items are very difficult, and it's hard for the, you know, claims adjuster, but and for the care, but also because, you know, we want to put you back before that claim, and, you know, before never happen.
What they're going to do, like if you have a antique chair that's worth whatever, they're just going to buy you a new chair.
Right.
I mean, they don't care if it's an antique chair. They're just going to buy you, okay, you got a chair. This is, so anything you've got like a value that's something specific to a, you know, collectible or.
As long as it's on a replacement cost form.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to buy you a regular.
Your policy has the endorsement for replacement cost on personal property.
It could be ACV or stated value, which is another thing that they can do it.
Well, they're going to functionally replace the chair. They won't buy you what the actual value was. They're just going
to
buy you a chair.
So it's the value is there for the company as well as your, you know, they know that you have that.
Some people,
so when we get really nosy as agents, don't think we're being nosy. We're just doing our jobs.
I always say to asking people about what they've got.
A lot of people don't want to tell us what they have. And then, you know, you don't want to have a claim, a fire or water or something happen. And then we don't have it on, you know, on the policy schedule. So we don't know. And then trying to go back and forth with the company to get that replaced is going to be difficult. So, again, talk to your agent. Communicate with your agent.
That's right. And you may have some collectibles like Kathy's sister threw all of our nephew's Pokemon cards away. Who knows what that was worth?
Well, I had a lady bring all those figurines that one time. Took me a day to put all of them in. It was a huge amount of those. People do collect things.
Well, I'm glad she took the time to have her stuff itemized.
I had pictures and everything.
All right. Well, so we're wrapping up. Merry Christmas, everybody. And it's nice when you have kids around to celebrate Christmas week. It makes it that much more special. So, okay. So, again, this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, and Mandy Sosby, and we are signing off for another show, and we'll be back on Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.